兄弟姐妹早安。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
Frank and I will switch today. Would you turn with me to Psalm 102?
请大家所要翻到诗篇第102章。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, as a church,
主我们整个教会
regardless of what language we speak,
不管我们说着什么样的语言
we have one Lord,
我们都有有同一个主
one faith,
同一个信仰
one baptism,
也同一个洗礼
we worship the same God,
我们崇拜于同一个上帝
who loves us dearly.
上帝也深爱着我们。
So Lord, speak to us.
所以主啊，请对我们说话。
We're listening.
我们也在倾听。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
One day, back in when I was grade 7, our teacher came to us.
那有一天我上初一的时候，一天老师来到全班面前。
And he gave us a blank workbook.
然后呢，给我们一本空白的练习本。
He told us to start a daily journal.
他让我们每一天写日记。
Write down what we did.
记下我们所做的。
Write down our thoughts.
也记下我们所想的。
And every week we would have to hand it in.
然后每周要把这个日记上交上去。
And he would give us feedback.
然后他会告诉我们写的这个写的怎么样。
And that was when I started journaling.
从那天起呢，我就开始写日记。
And I haven't stopped since.
以后也没有停过。
Though I do not journal every day, but this is a practice that's very important in my life.
我虽然不是每天写呢，但是时不时的写一次也成为了我生活中重要的一部分。
I have stacks and stacks of my journal since 1989.
就自1989年来，我就有一摞一摞的笔记本。
These journal entries were so important to me because they recorded some of my deepest, most inner thoughts.
这些日记当中记载的我内心深处的很多的想法，对我非常的重要。
I once joked that if my house was on fire,
我曾经还开玩笑说，如果我房子失火了
，and my family has been safely, taken outside,
然后我的家人也已经出去了。
I would run back into this burning house and pick up my journals.
我会跑回那个房子把这些日记救出来。
How many of you have the practice of journaling?
你们有多少人有写日记的习惯？
How many of you routinely write down your thoughts, whether it's pen and paper or you write it on your computer? How many of you actually write things?
有多少人就经常把自己的想法记下来，不管是拿纸笔还是以电子的方式。
After I resigned from my former church, we decided to sell our house to move to another neighborhood because we lived about 5-minute walk away from our church.
那我从我之前待过教会辞职之后呢，我们就决定卖掉我们的房子，搬到另外一个小区，因为这个小区离教会的地方步行只需要5分钟。
And while we were packing, I realized that some of my journals that I've kept for 30 years were becoming very worn out.
我们收拾行囊的时候，我就发现我过去积攒着30年的日记已经非常的陈旧。
So to preserve them, I decided to scan them into PDFs.
所以为了继续保留这些日记呢，我就决定将它们扫描成 PDF 文件。
And as I'm scanning these journals, I'm flipping through thousands and thousands of pages of my life.
就我扫描这些日记的时候，我就翻着一页一页的。上千页记载了我过去30年的生活。
I noticed that after I became a Christian in 1992, I started to not only write journals, but actually in my journal I was also writing prayers.
就发现自1992年我从自92年我成为基督徒以来，我不光是日记当中不光是记着各种生活的东西，记载着各种各样的想法以及祷告。
You know, reading through the Book of Psalms is like reading somebody's prayer journal.
你知道，就读诗篇呢，就如同读某个人的祷告日记一样。
They're mixed with the person's thoughts, and also it's mixed in with prayer.
这些诗篇，就经常的就是日记， 就想法以及祷告混合起来。
A good example of this is Psalm 23.
就诗篇二十三章是一个好的例子。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺，我必不致缺乏。
That's David describing God.
这是大卫描述上帝。
He's journaling.
就他在写下日记。
But then notice midway through Psalm 23, what does he do? He started to pray.
但是你发现在二十三中中间地方突然变成了一个祷告。
Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff will comfort me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的杆都安慰我。
The change in pronoun from a third person, Lord, he, to a second person, you, your, is indicative that he's weaving his personal thoughts and the journal and prayer together.
这里就看到这里的代词从前面第三人称从耶和华他到第二人称你的显示出自己的想法跟祷告是交织在一起。
The second thing I notice about my journal pages, besides the mix of journaling and prayer, is that they're dominated by complaints.
除了日记与祷告的混合，我还发现，我的日记当中充满了各种各样的抱怨。
I complain a lot about my life.
我抱怨我生活的很多的东西。
I complain about my conflicts with my parents.
抱怨跟家长的冲突。
I whine about not having a girlfriend.
抱怨没女朋友。
Tall, dark, and handsome, two out of three. What's wrong with these girls?
高大又黑帅气，我占了两个，这些女孩子是怎么回事？
Some of you still don't get that joke.
你们这还没 get 到这个玩笑的点。
I didn't meet Roseanne until I was 32, so think about how many years of whining.
我直到二十三岁的时候才遇到我的妻子 Roseanne， 所以想想这是经历了多少年的这个抱怨。
I grumble about the people in my fellowship.
我抱怨我团契中的人。
I gripe about people that I don't like.
抱怨其他我不喜欢的人。
Some of these complaints were written as journals.
有些这些抱怨呢是以日记的方式写下来。
But many of them were mixed in prayer into prayers of complaint to God.
但有很多的也是跟给上帝的祷告一块交织在一块交织在一起。
There are 150 psalms in the Bible.
那圣经当中诗篇一共有150章。
You can pretty much randomly flip to any psalm.
你可以在诗篇当中随便翻一翻。
And it wouldn't be long before you find a complaint psalm.
用不了多长时间，你就会找到一个抱怨性的一个诗篇。
We call them the lament psalms.
我们把这种叫做于哀歌。
Lament psalms is a Latin word meaning wailing, crying, weeping, complaining, sobbing.
哀歌型的诗篇呢，哀歌是一个拉丁语，拉丁词，意思是哀嚎、哭泣、抱怨。
Psalm 3, O Lord, how many are my foes?
第三章，耶和华呀，我的敌何其加增。
Psalm 4, answer me when I call to you.
第四章，我呼吁的时候，求你应允我。
Psalm 5, give ears to my words, O Lord, consider my sighing, listen to my cry for help.
诗篇第五章，耶和华，求你留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思。
Psalm 6, O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony.
诗篇第六章，耶和华，求你不要在怒中责备我，也不要在烈怒中责罚我。耶和华，求你可怜我，因为我软弱。耶和华，求你医治我，因为我的骨头发颤。
That's just four out of first six psalms.
这只是四篇。
Psalm 55, listen to my prayer, O God, do not ignore my plea. My thoughts trouble me, and I am in distraught at the voice of the enemy, at stares of the wicked.
第五十五章，神啊，求你留心听我的祷告，不要隐藏不听我的恳求。我哀叹不安，发生哀恨，都因仇敌的声音，恶人的欺压。
Psalm 69, save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck.
诗篇第六十九章，神啊，求你救我，因为众水要淹没我。
On and on it goes.
不断不断的下去。
The psalmist lament that he was betrayed.
这个写下的作者，他哀叹到他被背叛。
He's being taunted, left for dead, falsely accused.
他被嘲笑，被抛弃，诬告。
He feels frustrated, disappointed, abandoned, surrounded by his enemies.
他感到气馁，失望。 被抛弃，被敌包围。
Martin Luther, in his commentary on Psalms, he writes this.
马丁路德在他对诗篇的注释前言中写道，
Where do you find more pitiful, miserable words of sadness than in the Psalms of Lamentation? There you see into the heart of all the saints, as into death, even as into hell. How sad and dark it is there in every wretched corner of the wrath of God.
他写道：“你在哪里能找到比诗篇中的哀歌更可怜、更悲惨的忧伤之词呢？在那里，你可以看到所有圣徒的内心，就像看到死亡，甚至像看到地狱一样，在上帝的愤怒每一个可怜角落。那里是多么悲伤和黑暗。”This
year, as a whole church, we're going through the Book of Psalms.
今年我们整个教会将阅读诗篇。
I said this last month, Psalm is teaching us the language of prayer.
就如我上月所说，诗篇是一本教我们祷告语言的一本书。
Born again Christians need to learn how to speak to the Heavenly Father.
神的在神里重生的儿女们需要学习如何与天父交流。
Psalms are words that God gives to us to speak back to Him.
诗篇是神
And you know that to learn a new language, we must do the following things.
然后你们也知道，如果要学会一个新语言的话，我们必须要做一些事情。
We must be taught of the language, meaning we have to open the Psalms to allow God to teach us how to speak.
我们必须要首先要背教，对于我们来说，那就是要打开视频，允许神把这些言语教给我们。
We have to be willing to learn the new language.
我们必须要自愿愿意去学习这个新的语言。
And then lastly, we have to practice the language.
那最后呢，我们必须要去练习这个语言。
That's why I encourage all of us to read one psalm a day.
这就为什么我鼓励所有人每一天读一篇诗篇。
Read it out loud.
就是直接大声地读出来，
even writing it out，
甚至写下来，
because when you write you force yourself to slow down，
因为如果你在写的时候你是强迫自己是慢下来。
One of the most important type of psalms that we must learn is the psalms of lament。
我们首先要学习的也是最重要的诗篇就是 lament， 哀伤类的。
Because there are so many of them，
因为有非常非常多的这样类型的。
Why lament so much?
那为什么呢? 为什么有这么多哀伤的篇幅呢?
Because people naturally complain.
因为人就很自然地去抱怨。
Last year, the BC government published the top 10 most nuisance calls to 911.
那去年BC省政府公布打给911的这十大类的干扰性的电话。
And they tie up emergency lines.
那些电话也占着这个实际的紧急的这个电话线。
And the one thing they have in common，
那这些电话当中一个共同点，
they complain，
就是抱怨。
In Coquitlam， somebody called 911 because their burger got cold。
在这个 Coquitlam 这个城市的有些人打电话是因为他们的汉堡凉了。
Someone called 911 because their neighbor was wearing a cologne that was too strong。
有人打电话要抱怨邻居的香水太重。
Another person called 911 because their dry cleaner has stained their shirt.
有人打电话是因为干洗店弄脏了他们的衣服。
Another call because they left their phone in their Uber.
有些人打电话是因为他们把手机拉到优步车里面了。
Someone called 911 because they bought a box of 38 avocados and they turned out to be rotten.
有些人打电话是因为买了一盒38个牛油果，然后发现是烂的。
Complain, complain, complain.
抱怨，然后不断，抱怨，抱怨，不断的抱怨。
Airlines, like companies like airlines, have dedicated phone lines just for complaints.
像航空公司那样的公司有专门的电话线来处理抱怨。
Why do we complain so much?
那我们为什么抱怨了那么多呢？
Because we're hoping to get somebody's attention.
因为我们是希望别人能注意到我们。
A while ago, my friend bought a new house.
那一段时间以前，我的朋友买了 一套新房。
After it was built, they moved in and noticed a lot of these little stuff that they need to have fixed.
入住之后，他们就发现房间里面有很多小问题，他们需要修一下。
And he tells me that every time the builder comes onto the street,
就他们就说每一次这个建房公司的派人来到
，him and his neighbors all run out at the same time.
他和他的邻里们就一起都出来
，and see who can get the foreman's attention.
然后就看谁能抓到这个人的注意力。
They talk very loud.
然后他们说话声音很响。
And they try to make their problem sound like it's the worst problem you can imagine.
然后他试图把他们的问题描述得非常非常的紧急。
In English, we have an expression for that, right?
就英文当中有一句话来描述这个心态。
The squeaky wheel gets the oil or grease. And Chinese have another saying.
那中文的话类似的就是会哭的孩子有奶吃，会叫的鸟有虫吃。
In the Lament Psalms, the psalmist is trying to get God's attention.
在哀伤型的诗篇当中，作者就试图通过抱怨他生活中的情况来引起神的注意。
Because life is not going well.
因为生活不易。
Martin Luther uses the German word Anfechtung to describe the struggles of life.
马丁路德用德语当中这个 Anfechtung 这个词来描述生活中的困难。
Okay, so today we learn a new word. So let's do it together. Anfechtung. Okay, Anfechtung.
对，小新词。
Come on, man.Practice. Anfechtung.
Right.
Oh, very good. Very good. Okay. Oh, very good. Super. Okay. So you can say this word over and over again every time you meet a German person. Anfechtung.
所以就是以后见到德国人的话，就不停用这个词叫 Anfechtung.
This word means to appeal, to object, to dispute, to argue.
这个词的意思呢是指抗议、有争论、有争执的意思。
It carries with it a very intense emotion.
它这个词是带着一个非常强烈的情感的。
A very passionate struggle.
是一种情绪比较激昂的这种一个斗争的心态。
Whether it is a persistent illness that just won't go away.
不管是一个顽固治不好的病情。
Whether it's a young child that is dying of an incurable disease in a hospital.
还是一个患有不治之症在医院当中奄奄一息的幼儿。
Whether it is political instability that's leading to layoffs, inflations, and overall economic downturn.
不论是由于政局不稳而导致的裁员、通胀以及经济的衰退。
Or being falsely accused, bullied, or made fun of.
或者是被诬告、被欺负、取笑。
Suffering social injustice such as racism, persecution, oppression, or unjust deportations.
经历社会的不公，如种族歧视、迫害、压迫，以及不公正的驱逐。
Or a classmate who will use chatbots to write essays and get away with it.
或者一些班里的学生用人工智能写论文，然后没被发现。
The person who suffers these things or watch people they care about suffer these things feels very angry.
那遭受这些事情或者看到他人遭受这些事情的人就会感到很无助也很生气。
They feel helpless, abandoned, forsaken, saddened.
就无助、抛弃、遗弃、悲伤。
They feel lonely, angry, depressed, frustrated, upset, isolated, disenfranchised.
感到孤独、愤怒、沮丧、气馁、心烦意乱、孤立、权利被剥夺。
Disappointed, traumatized, disillusioned.
失望，创伤。
And at times, they lose all sense of hope.
那有的时候他们看不到痛苦之后的希望，没有希望。
They think God had forsaken them.
他们就感觉上帝抛弃了他们。
They begin to doubt God's love.
他们也就开始怀疑上帝的爱。
And this is the other sense of the word Anfechtung.
这就是 Anfechtung 这个词的另一种含义，就是
to be tempted，
就是被诱惑
to doubt，
去怀疑。
It all boils down to one question，
但这都归中于一个问题。
Why？
就为什么
？Why me？
就为什么是我
？Why God would you let this happen to me？
为什么神你让这个事情发生在我身上？
My God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Or how long, O Lord, must I suffer this?
或者主啊，我还要忍受这事情多久？
Psalm 102, as in many other lament psalms, we catch a glimpse of the Anfechtung that the psalmist is going through.
在诗篇一百零二章中，就像在许多其他的哀伤型诗中一样，我们看见这些写诗的人所经历的 Anfechtung。
Psalm 102 begins by saying, "God, listen, listen to my prayer, listen to the pain in my cries. Don't turn your back on me, just when I need you so desperately. Pay attention. This is my cry for help. A hurry, just cannot wait."
就诗篇一零二章开头部分就写。耶和华，求你听我的祷告，垂听我的呼求。我在危难的时候，求你不要掩面不理我，求你垂听我的呼求，赶快应允我。
I deliberately choose the message version of 102, of Psalm 102.
那我特意选了信息本圣经中的诗篇一零二章。
The message is a contemporary paraphrase of the Bible written by Eugene Peterson, who passed away back in 2018.
信息本圣经是由这个尤金彼得森18年去世撰写的，是圣经的这个当代意义的一个版本。
In his autobiography, which is one of my favorite books of all time,
那在他的自传中也同时是我最喜欢的书之一。
He said the reason that he wrote the message was to help his own congregation to understand God's word in their own context.
他说他写信息本圣经的原因呢，是为了帮助他的会众在当代的语境当中去理解神的话语。
To write it as if the Bible was written today.
就好像是圣经在今天所写成一样。
In 2016, Bono from U2 met with Eugene Peterson.
那在16年呢，这个波诺就是U2 这个音乐队的成员。
And they spoke about their love for the Book of Psalms.
那他在这个蒙大拿州见到这个尤金彼得森之后，知道吗？他们俩都说，互相的对诗篇的热爱。
Eugene recalls why he began translating the Psalms.
尤金回忆起他当时为什么去开始翻译诗篇。
He said he was really doing it just for one person in his church.
他说他当时做这个事情就是为了他教会当中的一个人。
This person was going through a very difficult time.
那个人在那个时候经历着一段非常困难的时期。
He wanted to help this person to understand that when you pray, you don't need to be nice.
他想帮助这个人明白，祷告的时候不需要在上帝面前表现得很友善。
You don't need some fancy religious words to impress God to get his attention.
就是不需要用什么很高大上的很华丽的语句去感化神。
The Psalms, he says, they are not pretty, they are not nice, they are not smooth.
就他说诗篇当中的用词也并不光鲜，也并不友善，也不流畅。
They are brutally honest, not hiding behind religious or pious words.
但是语句非常的诚实，也没有藏在宗教以及虔诚的这些文字后面。
Listen to the graphic way in which he describes his feelings. Listen to this. I am wasting away to nothing. I'm burning up with fever. I'm a ghost of my former self, half consumed already by terminal illness. My jaws ache from gritting my teeth. I am nothing but skin and bones. I am like a buzzard in the desert, a crow perched on the rubble. Insomniac, I twitter away, mournful as a sparrow in the gutter. All day long my enemies taunt me while others just curse.They bring in meals, casseroles of ashes. I draw drink from a barrel of my tears. And all because of your furious anger, you swept me up and threw me out. There's nothing left for me, a withered weed swept clean from the path.
请听这个诗篇，这个作者在接下来的第三到第十节描述他的这个感受。我年日如烟云消灭，发烧如火烧。我说我以前的幽灵已被绝症消耗一半，我的下巴因咬牙而疼痛，我的肉紧贴骨头，就像沙漠中的秃鹰，像乌鸦栖息在瓦砾之上，失眠像阴沟里的麻雀一样悲哀，我的敌人成天嘲笑我，而其他人只是咒骂，他们带来的饭菜是如灰烬的砂锅，我从一桶的眼泪当中取水，而这一切都是因你的愤怒，你把我扫地出门。 我一无所有，像枯萎的杂草从扫帚上被扫开。
If you've ever read some, if you read the rest of, read the rest of 102, you would realize very likely Jerusalem was overtaken.
如果你读过诗篇102章的话的局部分，你就发现当时作者的情况下是耶路撒冷被人入侵。
Things are so bad that he's physically sick.
那这个事情非常的不好，他当时是已经身体生病。
He feels lonely and isolated.
他感到孤独孤立。
He cannot sleep.
也不能入睡。
He's being taunted and cursed by his enemies.
他被他的敌人嘲笑和咒诅。
He's lost all appetite.
他也毫无食欲。
He feels abandoned and rejected by God.
他感到被上帝抛弃和拒绝。
And hopeless.
然后也没有希望。
Talk about honesty.
就看这里面的诚实。
Talk about not mincing any words.
这里面也没有拐弯抹角。
Talk about being frank with God.
然后也对神的这个坦诚相待。
But doesn't it sound so faithless?
但这些语句难道听起来不像是好像不是很没有信心吗？
I have often told young couples who are getting married to remember their wedding vows.
我经常告诉那些即将结婚的年轻夫妇要记住他们结婚时的誓言。
Wedding vows are not flowery words to garnish a wedding.
这些誓言不是为了衬托婚礼而写出来的华丽的语句。
The words that are spoken at a wedding are the very words that hold that marriage together.
这些在婚姻当中说出来的语句是将婚姻维系在一起的关键。
And those are the words that will allow a married couple to speak bluntly to one another.
这些语句也是一对夫妇可以彼此诚实交流的原因。
They can speak their true feelings towards one another.
他们可以彼此的沟通以最诚实的方式沟通。
Because the wedding vows become the safety net in which they can speak their minds.
为什么？因为结婚时的誓言成为了他们可以坦诚交流的一个保护网。
And this is the reason why the psalmist can feel so comfortable in being completely honest with God.
这是为什么诗篇就显得很舒服，对上帝来说也非常的诚实。
Because of the covenant relationship he has with God.
因为是我们与神之间立的永恒的约。
Walter Brueggemann, he says this, covenant minus lament is finally a practice of denial, cover up, and pretenses.
就沃特布鲁格曼呢，也就是说，没有哀歌的盟约，最终只是一种否认、掩盖和虚伪的练习。
Because we are in a covenant with God in Christ, we can speak our minds.
因为我们跟神有一个圣约，所以我们可以坦诚地跟上帝交流。
Two Wednesdays ago, we had an Ash Wednesday service right here.
那就两个星期三之前呢，我们在这里就举行了圣灰日的礼拜。
On that Wednesday night, we marked the beginning of Lent.
那一天，那周三的晚上，我们也纪念大斋期的开始。
Which is a 40-day journey to Easter.
那这大斋期也是就是到通过到这个复活节的40天的这一个旅程。
That night, we spend time in confessing, repenting, and asking God for forgiveness.
那晚我们向神忏悔，悔改。
We confess and repented that we as a church have been prideful.
我们悔改我们教会的自大。
Indifferent to the need of others.
对于他人需求的冷漠。
And holding grudges of unforgiveness.
以及心中的对他人的不饶恕。
As we journey these 40 days towards Easter, I ask you to learn the language of lament.
我们在
pray the Psalms of lament, sorry.
我们在这40天的旅程当中，我呼吁你们所有人用这一段时间去学习，然后以这个诗篇祷告。
To learn to lament about our sins.
忏悔我们的罪恶。
To lament about the situations in our lives.
去哀告我们生活当中的不义。
To lament about what's going on in our world.
却哀叹我们我们世界上的情况。
Learn to use the words of Psalm to speak back to God.
去学习以上帝的话语来回应上帝。
The Bible has a book called Lamentations, for goodness sakes.
这圣经当中都甚至有一章是专门的，就是哀歌。
Because we are in a covenant with God, we can be completely safe to speak to Him.
由于我们跟神的圣约，我们可以完全诚实地表达我们对生活状况的感受。
But how do we prevent ourselves from becoming self-loathing?
但是我们怎么能够避免我们成为这个我们自愿的一个情况？
The psalmist doesn't end with just complaints.
就不会成为这个自己恨自恨的情况，因为诗人并没有以抱怨的方式结束。
After he complains to God, he turns to God.
在他抱怨完自己的痛苦之后呢，他将目光转向上帝。
In verse 12 all the way to 28, we see that he declares God is sovereign.
从第十二到第二十八节来看，他
that God, oh sorry, yeah, you did.
他宣告上帝是至高无上的。
That God is a compassionate God, He will not stand by and do nothing.
那神是富有怜悯的神，不会袖手旁观忽视我们。
He will rebuild Zion.
他会重建锡安。
One day there will be songs of praise sung on the streets of Jerusalem again.
总有一天，耶路撒冷的街道上将再次传扬赞美之歌。
Rulers and peasants will together and worship Him again one day.
总有一天，统治者到荣民会聚集起来敬拜他。
All the things on earth will pass away, but not God, He remains.
地上的万物都将过去，但神将永存。
These are what we call eschatological declarations.
这些是属于末世宣告。
Just like the psalmist would say in Psalm 30, weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning.
就如诗篇第三十章第五节所说，一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。
Eschatological proclamation means that it is dark right now.
这个末世宣告想说的什么？就是现在是黑暗。
But the sun is about to come up.
但是呢，这个破晓即将升起。
The sun has not crossed the horizon yet, but I see the light coming.
这个太阳还没有从这个地平线上起来，但是已经看到了光。
Christians should never be deluded to think that following Christ means life will all be better.
基督徒不应该被误导，认为跟随基督就意味着生活会变得更好。
We continue to live in a sinful world.
我们继续生活在一个罪恶的世界里。
But as Christians, we fully engage in the world.
但是作为基督徒，我们是完全生活在这个世界上。
We're not mindlessly sitting on the rooftop waiting for Jesus to come and fix everything.
不是这个不是像无意识的坐在屋顶上等待这个神的第二次的主的第二次的到来。
Christian knows that in midst of all the kingdoms in the world, there is another kingdom that is out of the world that has arrived.
基督徒知道，在这个除世界之外的各种各国之外，还有一个在世界之外的国。
Because the king has arrived 2,000 years ago, amen.
因为这个国的国王在两千年前已经来到了地上。
And so even if we are struggling, we know that the light has dawned.
所以就算是我们知道我们现在是非常痛苦，但是我们知道这个光已经到来。
And even if the words in Psalms is not enough, do not worry.
那就算是如果诗篇的文字还不够的话，也不用担心。
Because listen to the book of Romans. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside helping us along. If we don't know how and what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs, our aching and groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves, know our pregnant condition, and keeps us present before God. That is why we can be so sure that in every detail of our lives, of the love for God is worked into something good.
也就是罗马书第八章二十六到二十八节所说，况且我们软弱的时候有圣灵帮助我们，我们本来不知道怎样祷告，但圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。洞悉人心的上帝知道圣灵的意思， 因为圣灵是照着上帝的旨意替圣徒祈祷。我们知道上帝使万事相互效力，使那些爱上帝就是上帝按自己的旨意招呼的人得益处。
Back in 2010, I was really struggling.
在2010年的时候，我在施工上受到了很大的挫折。
We were just married and life was good in that sense.
就那个时候我们刚刚结婚，在那方面上是很值得高兴。
But in terms of ministry, I was in misery.
但在施工上来说，我很痛苦。
That was a year I was trying to teach our congregation to pray.
那一年我试图教我的这个我的会众祷告。
And some people in the congregation just didn't really care.
那有一些会众的人就很消极，也不在乎。
And then on top of that, there were sins in the congregation that I found out about.
然后呢，在那之上呢，我也发现会众当中有一些的罪恶。
And I had to confront some people.
然后我也必须要去对峙那些人。
To make matters worse, I was betrayed by someone that I deeply respected.
那更糟糕的是，我一个很尊重的人，背叛了我的信任。
It was the lowest point in ministry.
那个时候我是属于事工上最低点的时候。
I wanted to quit.
那个时候想辞职。
I was in full-blown.Anfachstang mode.
但那个时候呢，就完全处于这个 Anfachstang 的心态。
Roseanne and I left to visit our grandparents in Hong Kong that year.
那个时候呢，就是刚刚结婚，所以我们一起去香港看望我们的祖父母。
I carry all that pain with me as we went to Hong Kong.
就在路上，我就携带着这个所有的这个所有的那个难过。
Every day I read Psalms.
每一天都我都读诗篇。
Every day I journal.
每一天也在写日记。
I cry out to God morning and night.
早上晚上我向上帝呼求。
My journals were filled with lament.
我的日记当中充满了哀悼。
Yet the whole time in Hong Kong, God didn't say one thing to me.
但在整个在香港的时候，神没有对我说任何话。
I was beginning to resent God.
我在内心深度开始怨恨神。
Ministry was falling apart.
就为什么呢？我的事工现在在瓦解。
I was frustrated and angry.
我感到很生气。
God, why?
就神为什么
？After returning to Toronto, I was still feeling very, very down.
就回到多伦多的时候呢，还是非常的沮丧。
One day, I decided to go for a run.
那有一天呢，我决定去外面去跑步。
We live near a cemetery.
在多伦多的时候，我们住在一个墓地附近。
Cemeteries are beautiful places to run if you ever want to run.
那墓地其实是一个很漂亮的适合跑步的地方。
It's full of dead people.
对吧？有很多的逝者。
Nobody's going to bother you.
对吧？也没有人会打扰你。
After my run, I sat down on a bench and I was doing some stretches.
那跑完之后呢，就坐在这个长椅上做一些伸展的运动。
And I turned my head out of the corner of my eye, I saw a tombstone.
然后呢，就我眼角的余光就看到一个墓碑。
And engraved on that tombstone were these words.
那刻在墓碑上呢，就有这么一行字。
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
所有劳苦困乏、背负重担的人啊。到我这里来吧，我要赐给你们安息。
I know that verse by heart.
那我对这一节经文了如指掌。
But for some reason that day, I knew that it was God speaking to me directly.
但不知内何，那一天我知道这是神在对我说话。
I sat in there in silence.
就完全沉默地坐在那。
The living God had spoke to me in the place filled with dead people.
活着的神在充满死者的地方对我说话。
So I can say I hear dead people.
所以我可以很清楚地说我听见了。
Nothing changed. My situations are still the same.
就那天之后，事情并没有得到改变，我的情况还是很糟糕。
But from that day forward,
但是从那一天起
，there was a renewal of strength in me that I cannot explain.
我就有一个新的力量，我也无法解释。
Lent is a time of confession, repentance, and lament.
大斋期呢是忏悔和悔改的时期。
Some of us might be filled with anxiety, anger, resentment, and doubt.
我们中的一些人可能充满了焦虑、愤怒、怨恨和怀疑。
To lament is to cry out to God.
去哀悼是对上帝的呼求。
To be completely honest with Him.
是对他完全的诚实。
Is to say, Lord, I can't take this anymore.
是对神说，这神我再也受不了了。
But I know you can take it.
但我知道你可以去应付这一些。
Come, all you are tired and weary, burdened with a yoke of life that is unbearable. Come.
Yeah, 劳苦重担的，背负着似乎难以忍受生活的枷锁的人，到我这儿来。
Our Lord Jesus understands. He too lived life on earth, didn't he?
那我们的主耶稣也明白这些，因为他也曾在地上生活过。
In the wilderness, he was tempted.
在旷野中，他受到试探。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, he was abandoned by sleepy disciples.
在哥西马尼园当中，被这个昏昏睡着的门徒们抛弃。
And later, he was betrayed by a kiss.
后来呢，他也被一个吻出卖。
In the courtyard of the high priest, the very one that promised to stay by his side denied knowing him three times.
在大祭司的院子里，那一个信口称那一个答应着要留在他身边的那个人，三次不认他。
On the cross, he cried, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
在十字架上，他呼喊道，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
We have a high priest who can sympathize with what we feel.
我们有一个大祭司，他也懂我们的感受。
As I said before, our laments are full of whys. Why, God, why me?
就像我之前说过，我们经常问，就为什么神，为什么是我？
As you come to the table today,
在你来到这个圣餐桌前的时，
As you come to the table today, you come with your whys.
你来到这个圣餐桌前，你带着自己的这个伤痛来。
But at the table,
但是在桌上的是
，You meet the who.
你会见到那一位。
Let Jesus carry your burdens with you.
让耶稣把你的重担，拿走。
The servers, please come forward.
那就请这个圣餐服侍的人来到前面来。
In a moment, the worship team will come up and receive the communion first, and then they will lead us and to sing.
那过一会儿呢，就刚才，崇拜小组会先上来去领圣餐。
During the meal, Jesus took and blessed the bread, broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body."
他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来。祝谢后，掰开分给门徒，说：“拿去吃吧，这是我的身体。”
Taking the cup and thanking God, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood, God's new covenant, poured out for many people for the forgiveness of sins."
接着又拿起杯来，祝谢后给门徒说：“你们都喝吧，这是我为万人所流的立约之血，为了使罪得到赦免。”
So worship team, will you come up and afterwards lead us to cry out to God as we come forward?
服侍小组请能上来与我们去领受。
So we'll just get you guys all to rise. And we will sing day after day.